looking into your business model a little bit, because it's at that time it was quite unique. I don't know how it looks like today, but you were a little bit of a, I would say, someone that was influencing the packaging industry in a different way. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you have actually been able to influence the packaging industry and the way it works and your business model today?
So I mentioned before that, three bids in a cloud of dust is the sales process. What we recognize is that a lot of our competitors were very good at determining what the customers and prospects were buying, and then would work hard to try to supply it at the lowest price possible. And I think that's how the majority of business is done today. It's always a focus on the price. It's always a focus on reducing the cost of goods. And as long as you can have the right stuff right here, right now, and the date promised, then most suppliers do pretty well. And let's face it, that is pretty good. I mean, if you can have, quality operations and quality product and deliver it on time, that bodes well for any supplier. But we wanted to do much more than that. We figured that the right price and great service and quality would be just the three tickets for admission. It's the non-negotiables in the supply chain. What we wanted to focus on more was what we were focusing on internally, and that was growing EBITDA. So we figured out a business model that we could figure. We built service divisions within our company that we offered services to our customers at no charge in exchange for packaging business. And the services were to quantifiably help our customers increase their revenues, reduce their operating expenses, and improve productivity. So we built a banking division that loans money for capital expenditures, but we loaned it at 0% interest. We built a management consulting firm in our company called E3, or Earnings Efficiency Enhancement. We hired people from Bain & Consulting, and they came under our payroll. And then we loaned these people, these consultants, to our customers at no charge in exchange for long-term supply agreements. We did design work and do competitive intelligence work, all focused on how to increase the revenues for our customers quantifiably. And so today, twice a year, we actually quantify how much more EBITDA our customers make as a result of doing business with us.